Nedarim, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Yud, 11:10. This Mishnah is really easy to understand until you start reading the words, and then it gets sort of confusing and convoluted, but the takeaway actually is really simple here. So let me first say what the Mishnah means, and then we'll just navigate through what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah wants to answer the question, when is it, what is the comprehensive list of scenarios in which a girl's Nedarim cannot be canceled by anybody, and therefore they're going to stand? So, of course, that means A, she has no husband, because a husband can always cancel the wife's vows. Putting that aside, so we're focused, therefore, on when it is that a father is able to cancel the daughter's vows. And really, there are three and only three legally significant events which would make a father unable to cancel his daughter's vows. Either A, she became a nesua when she's become a married woman, moving in and functionally living with her, being married to her husband. So then never again, says the Tanakhama, can the father ever cancel a nedarim, regardless of what happens next, even if she gets divorced or widowed, whatever it is, even if she's a minor still, it's too late. Once she becomes a nesua, then her nedarim stand forever. The Mishnah will refer to such a girl who she has a father, but she is young and doesn't have a husband. We'll call her a, because she's either divorced or widowed, it calls her a yesoma, an orphan. We mean she's a yesoma b'chayaviyah. She's an orphan during the lifetime of her father, because even though she has a father, the father can't marry her off if she's been married once, and or she can't cancel her nedarim. Okay, that's of the three ways in which the three events that could happen. The first is she becomes a nesua. The second event that could happen, which would make it that the father could never cancel his daughter's vows, is that the father dies. Once the father's died, of course, he can't cancel any vows. And the third possibility is she becomes a bogeris at the age of, let's call it 12 and a half. So then she's her own woman, and her father can't cancel her vows, even if she's living at home, etc. Okay, so those are the only three things that matter. What the Mishnah does is it takes various permutations of those three factors. But even though there's lots of combinations going on, it doesn't make a difference. The bottom line is, the question is, when can a father not cancel his daughter's vows? The answer is either A, she was once a nesua, B, he's dead, or C, she's a bogeris. That's the end of the Mishnah, essentially, and there's one little machlokas at the end. Now, inside what the Mishnah says is, Teisha Naros Nidrehen Kayamen. There are nine categories of girls. Naros, which usually means between 12 and 12 and a half, doesn't mean that here at all. But there are nine categories of young women whose Nedarim will stand. Nedarim Nidrehen Kayamen. They stand meaning no one can be made for them, no one can cancel them. So we have 1A, 1B, and 1C. And each of these are where she was a Nesua, and therefore her father is no longer relevant. We'll refer to her as a Yesoma, but we don't mean her father's dead. That'll be cases 2A, 2B, and 2C. What we mean is her father's alive, but since she was a Nesua, she had been married, so now she's like a Yesoma Bevesavia. A Yesoma Bechayavia. She's a Yesoma, an orphan girl, as much as, although her father's alive, it doesn't help her any. So here we go. Cases 1A, 1B, 1C are Bogeres Vihi Yesoma. So that means she's a Yesom B'chayaviyah. So that's to say that she got married. She was a Nesua. That's the point here, because 1A, 1B, 1C are all, she was a Nesua. And then she gets widowed or divorced. So now she's a Yesom B'chayaviyah. So now if she makes Nedarim as a Bogeris, there's no one to cancel her Nedarim. Again, not because she's a Bogeris, that's also true, but because she had been Nesua and now she's a Yesom B'chayaviyah. Or similarly, case B, 1B, Na'ara. When she took her neder, she was a Na'ara. She was, you know, just 12 and a quarter. Ubagra, but now she's 12 and a half, 13. But Vihi Yesoma. She's Yesoma B'chayaviyah because, again, she's went through Nesuin. Or 3, Na'ara. Shalo Bagra. She's a girl and she a child, and she always was a child. She never became 12 and a half yet. But Vihi Yesoma. She is a Yesoma. So meaning, again, her father is alive, actually, but her husband is no longer around. So the third case is a case, and this is important for the end of the Mishnah, this case 1c, where her father married her off as a minor, and she's still a minor, and she's even moved back into her father's house, but it doesn't matter. Since she was Nesu at some point, says the Tanakhama here, so even though she's still a child now, too late, the father can't cancel her Nedarim. In the end of the Mishnah, we'll have Rebbe Yehuda disagreeing with this case 1c. We'll get there shortly. Bez Hashem. Next, says the Mishnah. Now we have 2a, 2b, and 2c. And all these cases are scenarios in which the father is dead. No father, of course, means that the father can cancel an Adarim. So we have Bogeris, Umesavia. Either A, she was a Bogeris, already 13, and then her father dies. So, of course, her father's dead, can't cancel. Or Nara, she made a Neder when she was, let's say, 12, but then Bogeris, then she became 13, and her husband, her father, I should say, hadn't yet heard and canceled the Neder before. Umes, he dies, Avia, her father dies. Or Nara, Shalobagra, she was 11, she never got older than 11, she made a Neder, but then her father dies. So in all those cases, 2A, 2B, C, and sorry, 2A, 2B, and 2C, the common denominator is her father's dead, and therefore no canceling of her vows. And the third case, Sizz, which are 3a, 3b, and 3c, are scenarios in which she is a Bogeris. That's the central point. She's 13, or at least 12 and a half even, and therefore no one's canceling her vows anymore. So it's Nara Shemesa via Umishemesa via Bagra. Her father happens to have died, but that's not the point. The point is she's now a Bogeris. She's 12 and a half. Or Bogeris. She's already 12 and a half. Vavia Kayam, and her father's around. Or Nara Bogeris, she took a Neder when she was younger as a Nara, but now she became a Bogeris, and her father hadn't yet heard to cancel it, but now she's 12 and a half. Vavia Kayam, her father's around, but now he hears about it, it's too late. Since she's a Bogeris, he can't cancel it anyways. So in those three cases, again, the point is, she is a Bogeris before her Neder was canceled, therefore, no canceling of her Nedarim by her father. Okay. Now, the last part of the mission is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is going to argue with that case in back in 1C when the father married her off as a child and she now was widowed or divorced as a child and she was back into his house as a child. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af hamesi bito kakatana, if a father marries off his daughter while she's still a minor, you know, she's 11, v'nis almano nisgarsha, and then she becomes a widow or divorced, she's still, let's say, 11, v'chazra eitzlo, she moves back into his house, Adain Hinara, she's still considered to be young enough that she's still not a Yusom B'chayaviyah, that the father never like fully relinquished these rights since he married off as a child, and since she moves back in when she's still a child, the father, in fact, could cancel her Nadarim once again, even though she went through Nesuin. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda, but the Halach is not like him. The Halach is once she's in Nesua, like the Tanakhama says, in all events, he, the father, can never cancel her Nadarim anymore.